Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11683 Douglas B. Cooper and Rachel A. Cooper seek variances to reduce the rear yard and side yard setbacks, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of Oyster Rocks Road, approximately 125 feet east of Osprey Road. The 911 address is 14530 Oyster Rocks Road, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 16. Parcel 43.09. Specifically, they're asking for 11.3 foot variance from the shed and a 6.2 foot variance for the shed. We received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rachel Cooper, 14530 Oyster Rocks Road, Milton, 19968.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. We have, as the others, a very similar situation. The Coopers just recently bought this property, and as part of their process, I suggested they have a survey done, and in fact, they did. And the survey shows, in this case, pretty substantial encroachments in the back left corner of the property. Now, many of the ones that we see here are very minor in terms of the size of the lot, the size of the encroachment. Here, the encroachment is pretty significant, but it was unique in that there was absolutely no solution to this problem because, in this case, the Cooper sellers were being foreclosed on. And if all of you are familiar with what's called a short sale, it took forever for the seller's bank to agree to take a lesser number for the property than was owed against it. So when you have a situation of a seller getting zero money in their pocket, you have no leverage, no negotiating ability when it comes to things like encroachments, because in fact, in that case, they were getting a couple hundred thousand less than they owed on the property. So we could deal not at all with the sellers. We couldn't say to them, what happened, do something. It was either buy it or not buy it, but whether the Coopers bought it or someone else bought it, the problem wasn't going to go away because you had sellers who were benefiting zero by a sale. And when there's no incentive to correct things, I don't think anything could have been corrected. But there was no incentive for them to correct, no ability for them to correct. The survey shows that the shed, and also that this shed was built in 2001 as part of, basically it's a pool, it's used as a pool house because there's an adjoining pool. And it and all the existing structures were approved, were inspected by the county, and a certificate of occupancy was issued as to all the structures that are on the property now, the house, the pool, and the shed. The Coopers have not built anything onto the property since because they just bought it. They just bought it back in the early summer. Once it was noticed also, although as I said before, there was no ability of the sellers to do anything about this, no incentive for the sellers to do anything about it. Also the buyers, as typical with almost all buyers, they had a loan, their loan was approved, and they had to settle or they lost their loan. So in this case, like in most of these, a buyer doesn't have a whole heck of a lot of choice. It's either just don't buy the property and pass the problem on to somebody else, or buy the property and come to the board seeking a variance and explaining the unique reasons why the variance should be granted. What I gave you tonight are three things. One is a letter from the next door neighbor. They are the people who are most affected, if anyone is affected by this, because they are, if you look at the house, are directly to the left, and this building is in the back left corner. There is nobody behind the Coopers. The second thing I gave is a picture showing what the boundary line looks like looking down the left-hand side. That picture was taken from the neighbor's property, and you can tell you can't even see this building on the property from the neighbors. And then the third one is a picture looking in the backyard towards the property behind them, which is vacant. And I'm sorry, that was totally my fault that it's not color. I apologize for that. I just had one, there's one color picture of that. And it likewise shows, basically there's a tree, almost a wall. So the building itself cannot even be seen from by the adjoining neighbors. The encroachments, again, were not created by the applicant. I don't believe the building affects the essential character of the neighborhood. It has been there almost exactly 15 years. There's been the neighbor to the left before that. There's certainly an Oyster Rocks. There's certainly many other neighbors. Nobody's ever complained. Nobody's ever said anything about the problem. I'm sure, like most, nobody knew that the problem exists. And from the Cooper standpoint, probably the biggest thing, too, is their yard. The whole property is kind of not built around this building, but the backyard has a pool in it, and this building is part of that. And to change this, you would have to basically remove the whole building. There really is no other way to solve the problem. I believe the shed is an integral part of the property. And I think for that reason, the fact that the Coopers didn't put it there and the fact that the neighbor most affected has in fact said they're perfectly fine with it, and the fact that it can't be seen, I think all those points would indicate that the application should be granted. And again, this is from both the rear yard and the side yard setbacks. And Ms. Cooper, you've listened to what I've said to the board, is that correct?
Yes.
To the best of your knowledge, is what I've said true?
Yes.
Did you have you built any of the structures on this property? What could you do to try to solve the problem of the location of the shed and its overhangs?
Nothing, you'd have to tear it down.
Would that, in your opinion, adversely affect your property? And you're a realtor, is that correct?
Yes.
And do you believe it would adversely affect the value of your property?
Yes.
Have any of your neighbors indicated they were in opposition or had any problem with the building? Members of the board, for all the reasons stated, we do ask that the two variances being requested today be granted.
Mr. Burton,
you have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton. They're saying the applicant bought the property as it is, right? With the shed on there.
Yes.
Which is used now as a, I can see there's a fence there and there's just typical enclosement.
Yes, it actually encloses as part of the pool. I have a picture showing the pool. I just didn't give it to you.
That's fine. And a certificate of compliance was issued?
Yes, in 2001.
All buildings?
Yes, that's according to Mr. Lank.
Okay, that's good enough.
And therefore, the application for this was waived for that reason.
All right. Okay. No other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Chuck? Hearing no further questions. Again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? All right, would you come forward, please? You need to go up front, sir, and be sworn in first, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Ernest Trampash. I live at 15010 Sandpiper Road in Milton, Delaware, which is adjoining property of the president of the Osprey Lending Homeowners Association.
Can you spell your last name for us?
T-R-A-M-P-O-S-C-H.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
All right, sir, can you explain to the board your opposition, please?
My only opposition to this application is that it's been stated it is a shed. This is not even close to being a shed. It might as well be a cottage house in the backyard. We are not against the house. We understand it cannot be moved. It's been depicted that it would not affect the other homes that border the property. The house to the left, it would not affect as long as the trees and the shrubs stay in place. The house behind it, the property behind it, is an empty lot that the gentleman has bought. Osprey Landing is a brand new development. It's been there since 2007. If those trees were to come down, if those Leland cypresses, which they tend to do, get diseased and you can see through, then I do not agree that the properties around it would not be affected. I would ask that for both lot number 27 and lot number 28 in Osprey Landing, that you put the stipulation in that as long as the owner maintains a barrier of shrubbery that makes the house not seeable, that it will not affect the property values, and that based upon that, you would approve the application. When it cannot be moved, I will agree with them, but it needs to be kept the way it is. Right now, there are Leland cypresses that are 20 feet, 25 feet tall. It blocks it totally off. When they die, you have a totally different situation. It will affect the properties behind them.
How's it going to affect the properties behind if the trees come down?
Because you're going to see this huge monstrosity in the backyard that's not a 10 by 12 foot shed.
How big is it? Did you measure it?
No. I haven't measured it because I don't go in the backyard. I would say this thing is 20 by 25.
You'd have to give me more than that, sir, to go by. If you're assuming. I can't make a decision. You know.
I'm not allowed on their properties either.
Okay?
Tree, you cannot see it.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
You seem to be hung up on the shed part of it, right?
I'm hung up on it being close to the property line. The people in the development have bought a piece of property that backs up onto that property.
Right.
And if those trees die, it will be an eyesore, and they will have problems selling that property.
How long have you been there? What are you, 27 or 28?
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association of Osprey Landing.
Okay.
Property Owners Association.
Who's 27? Are you?
27 of the Cahills.
Oh, okay. And 28, you're not there either.
28
right?
is
you're
my...
You're just the president.
I'm the president.
They're complaining to you?
We have, yes.
Okay.
We own the...
Let me ask you the question.
Yes.
Okay. Both of these people in the back have asked you to appear here to...
I thought the Cahills were going to be here too.
Okay, we're getting somewhere now.
Yes.
Okay, and you're representing 27 and 28, is that correct?
I'm representing the...
Two people in the back.
The common area, which is next to lot 28.
Okay. And you're...
Which happens to be a historical cemetery.
You're not, the variance that they've asked for, right? You're not objecting to that, are you? You're
no,
objecting
I'm not.
To,
I'd okay. like some stipulation put with it so it doesn't affect the property values for the properties that back onto the property.
As far as you're concerned, the shed's variances are okay, right?
I don't see what you can do about it without ripping it down. So, right.
The county is okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Sorry?
I don't have any other questions. Go ahead. Answer.
What do you want that, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Krampach, the reason that it's stated as a shed is more of purpose than it is of the size of the structure. And just for the record, the survey shows that it's 39.8 feet by 19.8 feet at its widest dimension. The Homeowners Association, what have they done since the building has been property or that shed has been built? What have they done to?
We haven't done anything. We just took over the Homeowners Association from the declarant in March of this year, and this is the first we heard that there was a variance required.
Okay, so the Homeowners Association since March has not been aware of the property not being in compliance?
Not at all. As I said, you cannot even tell that building is there. Once we got the variance request, we looked at it on Google Map, as everybody else would do. And it's not a small shed. And right. As I said, we'd have no problems with it being there. Mm-hmm. The issue is going forward that if those Leland cypresses die, or if they lose all their bottom limbs, that it's clearly visible to the properties inside the development.
And that would be objectionable.
Yes, it would, because I think it would totally affect the house value or the property value for resale for Mr. Kratz, who's on lot 28.
Sir, what would happen when those trees die? You take them out, you put a 5-foot tree back in there again. It's going to be a while before it grows.
Understood.
So, I mean, they're going to see that too, right?
Mm-hmm. I cannot disagree with that. But you also know that many people, if those things would die, would not necessarily put shrubbery back in place to hide that house or that shed as you depicted.
So you're not suggesting that if one dies, they replace it with a 20-foot Leyland? But
I would, of course, like to see that, but I don't think it's reasonable. I would think that a 12-footer or a 15-footer, so that it would take up the space, would be reasonable.
So some sort of living barrier.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the only objection. That's the only concern that we have.
So you would like that as to be a stipulation, is that correct?
I'd love to see it be a stipulation, yes, to protect the property values of the two properties behind them.
So you want to adopt something like that with the association, if anybody else runs into this, that they're going to have to do the same thing, or is it just... You don't go just this case or case by case.
No, if you go down that whole row of houses, that's where those large buildings end. If you go down, there are three, I'll say, garages further down that are clearly visible by two properties. But you have one property that has not been built on. The person's wife died. He's holding the property, probably looking to sell it. And you're going to hurt the property value going forward. Property values have been destroyed already in that neighborhood. They're down from $150,000 to the $80,000 range.
But do you have any documentation to support that?
I could very easily get it, but I did not bring any with me tonight.
You didn't think you would need to bring it?
No, I didn't. I mean, I paid $163,000 for my property, which is offset by four properties, okay? I know
that. No, I'm just talking about that.
Yes. No, I did not think I needed to bring that tonight.
Okay, but
you were familiar with what the applicant has said, that they bought the house, is that
yes.
correct? And the condition it's in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, just for fun, let's just say that you would know nothing about this if that house would have been there, just the way it is.
You're exactly right.
Right. Okay, so those trees would have fell down. What would you have done then?
I don't know what we've done, but you asked.
Okay, so
they asked
reason,
for variance.
The reason you know now, it's been brought to your attention
right.
that, and there is somebody is thinking this is going to affect our
mm-hmm.
our values if these trees fall down. That's
yes.
the only time. That
That's
you,
the only concern I have.
That's the only time you knew it. Too.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just one. Is this a lot in your homeowners association or is it outside your
community? It's outside the homeowners association.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. It's outside the association.
Yes, the lot is outside. Mm-hmm. Oyster Rocks Road, the properties that on the north side are
okay.
all private properties.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Are there any other one here in opposition? Chair, hearing them, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 11,683 under advisement.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickman. Excuse me, that we take case number 11,683 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been taken under advisement. What
Thank
that
you.
Means, there may be a decision made, you know, later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.